My name is Darren Pascal, and today I'm going to be taking a look at the new accessible Starfight online internet game, the first of its kind that I know of. Accessible Starfight will allow two users to play each other over the internet. It is specially designed for blind and visually impaired computer users to play. It interfaces directly to JAWS for Windows version 3.3 or higher, or WindowEyes version 3.1 or higher. It uses the accessible chat service to run the game over the internet, but included you can also play the computer, another opponent at home. Starfight is based on the Battleship game, which has been available from gamesfortheblind.com for quite some time. That did allow you to play against the computer. Starfight also does this and has its other two modes of playing. Battleship did not allow you to place your own ships. The only thing you could do in Battleship was shoot at the computer's ships. The computer handled everything else totally at random. With Starfight you do have that option, but you can also place your ships manually. The sound effects are also different, and Starfight also has the ability to you can also make your own themes, your own dialogue sounds, as they're referred to. I think in the release of Starfight, there won't actually be any theme or dialogue sounds included. However, that will be a free upgrade to all people who have registered the Starfight game, I think after about a month or so. You do have the ability to make your own dialogue sounds. Anyway, I'm going to be demonstrating the Starfight game today, so first of all, I'm just going to show you the basic interface before we actually go and find an opponent over the internet. So let's see, I'm actually using a beta version, so by the time the release comes out, some of the sound effects may vary, and I do actually have a beta release, if you like, of the dialogue sounds installed, as well. I think with the release, you will also get a sound for startup, and for winning and losing the game at the end, but as things stand at the minute, there are actually no sounds for that at the minute. Anyway, I think the interface is going to be very similar. So I'm just going to go to, I'm using WindowEyes here. I have tested the game with JAWS 3.7, as well as WindowEyes 3.1, 4.0 betas through 5 and 6, and the actual 4.0 release as well, which is what I'm using now. I know with WindowEyes it is recommended that you download the set files for the Starfight game and all the other accessible games. I'll give you the details on how to do that at the end. At the minute, as things stand, I haven't heard any information on special scripts for Starfight for JAWS users, but there are scripts for the other games, but not actually being a fluent and competent JAWS user myself, I can't speak for the scripts that have been written for it, if there indeed have been any. Anyway, let's start Starfight here. When you first install the game and pop it up, as with all of the other accessible game products, you'll be asked which screen reader you're using, so just press the up and down arrows to move through the list box. You can either choose JAWS for Windows or WindowEyes. Just press enter on the one that you are using, and the game should start. So anyway, I've already done that because I've been using this beta for a while now. So it recognises, it knows what screen reader I'm using, but you can always change the screen reader even halfway through a game. There's an option on the game menu, but we won't need to do that, obviously. Let's just start the game here. I'm sitting here on the
desktop.
Okay, so to get to Starfight, we go to Start.
Start menu.
Control Escape. P for Programs.
P equals Programs, pull down. A equals Accessible Games, pull down.
Okay, now we go to... press A.
A equals Accessible Internet Games, pull down.
And we find Accessible Internet Games. I'll press Enter.
S equals Starfight Beta 1.0.
And Starfight is the game we are looking for.
Button Start Desktop Menu Closed. List view by computer 1 of 23, no selected item. Accessible Starfight. Welcome to Accessible Starfight. Choose an option from the list box and press enter to continue. If you would like to play against the computer, choose one player. If you would like to play against an opponent at home, choose two players. If you wish to play an opponent over the internet, you must start Accessible Starfight from with an accessible chat. Please read the Accessible Starfight help file for details on playing an opponent over the internet. Press F2 at any time for help. List box top one player one of two.
Okay, now the first thing it's asking us is whether we want to play one player, that's us against the computer, or a two-player game, that would be, say, me against somebody else at home, but as I don't have anyone else to play with, I think I'll have to play against the computer. So I'll just press enter on the one-player option.
Select how you would like to place your ships on the game board. These are the ships your opponent will be shooting at. Select the choice from the placement list box, and click OK. List box top computer will place ships at random one of two.
Okay, the computer can still place the ships at random, but as you do have the option to place your ships manually, I'm going to show you how the ship placement window works, so I'll go down here.
Bottom I will place the ships myself, two of two.
Okay, sounds good to me.
This is the ship placement window. Choose a ship from the select A ship list box, and press enter to move to the print to place that ship. Then, press enter on the cell in the print to place the selected ship in that position. Press enter on the start position and end position to place a ship quickly. Press F2 for further assistance. List box top flagship link 5106.
Okay, we're presented with the list of the six ships. They are similarly arranged as they are with Battleship, they've just got slightly different names. So, you know, you've got the ship that's five long, you've got the three ships that are four squares long, and you've got the ship that's three sails long, and the little equivalent of the submarine, the shuttlecraft, that's just two sails long. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and place the flagship here. So, as it's already highlighted in the list, I'll just press enter.
Current ship flagship. Custom control. The one.
Okay, now it's put us in the game board where we can place it. So, let's see, where's the first square we would like it? I'm gonna go, down, I think, here.
C1, C2, C3, flagship link 5, C4, flagship link 5.
So, I'll press enter on that first square.
Flagship 1 to 5.
And I'll move down here.
D4, E4, F4, G4. Flagship link 5.
Okay, I think that's about 5 squares, so let's just press enter and see what happens.
Flagship 2 of 5, this ship is done. List box. Top flagship link 5106.
Okay, now it did say that if you just placed one end and then the other end, it would recognise that the squares in the middle should be filled in, and indeed it does. It did automatically just there. So anyway, let's place the,
Fighter link 4206.
Fighter.
Current ship fighter. Custom control.
Now, I want to do this horizontally, so let's see, where should we go?
B1, C1, fighter link C7, fighter link 4, D7, fighter link 4, E7, fighter link 4.
Let's try here, so I'll press enter here.
Fighter 1 to 4, F7, fighter link 4, fighter 2 to 4.
Ah, now I've gone down and I've pressed enter, and I don't want to do that, I want to go across. So, I'm going to press the escape key to clear the cell that I'm currently in.
Cell is clear.
Okay. Now,
E7 fighter.
E7's got the fighter, and I want to go horizontally, so let's just go to the end here with the end key.
E9. Fighter 204.
Now, I didn't quite start at the right place, so we've got E9 that's filled in.
E8, E7 fighter. E6.
E6. We just press enter there, it should fill it the rest in automatically.
Fighter 304, this ship is done. List box. Fighter link 4206. Cruiser link 4306.
Okay, now in the grid that we are faced with there, we can still move around with the arrow keys. Press enter to place the ship instead of shoot. You can press the home key to move to the beginning of the row, the enter key to move to the end of the row, the page up key to move to the beginning of the column, the page down key to move to the end of the column, the control home key to move to the top left cell, that's A1, and the control end key to move to the bottom right cell, which is I9. So anyway, that's the basic commands of moving around the grid. It's just like in Battleship, very similar to Excel. And that's my opinion. That's I'm very used to moving around in Excel like A1, B1, C1, etc. Anyway, I'm just going to quickly move and place the rest of these ships, and then we're going to move on and play the computer.
Current ship cruiser. Custom control, B6D1F1. Cruiser 1 of G1HI1. Cruiser 2 of 4 of ship. Warbird link. Current ship F2, F3. Warbird link 4, F2. Warbird link 4, Warbird 1, B2C2. Warbird D2, Warbird 2 of 4 of ship is done. List, freighter link 356. Current ship freighter. Custom control, I9. Freighter 1 HG, not freighter 2 of 3 of H9 freighter. Freighter link 3, list pod. Bottom shuttlecraft, left suit, current ship shuttlecraft. Benign. Bay 7. D7, C7, D7. Shuttlecraft left 2, D7, front D7, C7, shuttlecraft, D7, shuttlecraft 2 of 2, the ship is done, your game board A1, custom control.
Okay, now, the ships are done and it's put us on the game board, so we can take a shot at the computer. So, let's see, I'm going to go for the middle square, E5, so let's just move down here.
D1, E1.
And to the right.
D2, E3, E4, E5.
And press enter to shoot. We have a hit already.
E5 was hit 1-5 on my flagship dot. It is my turn. Targeting A2.
Alright, get off your way.
F2 was hit 1-4 on your warbird. It is your turn.
Now, you notice you heard the hit sound, and then after that, a little dialogue. As I already explained in the release, for the moment, you probably won't get that. But that's just a little trial thing that we've been given to test, see how it works. I'm going to see if I can sync this flagship. And then I'm going to exit the game and start it from within accessible chat and see if we can find an opponent to play over the internet.
D5,
C5.
Let's try C5. C5 was a miss. Okay. It is my turn. Targeting B2. B2 was hit 2-4 on your warbird. It is your turn. D5, F5, G5. G5 was hit 1-4 on my cruiser dot.
Oh, we've got another ship.
It is my turn. Targeting G2. C2 was hit 3-4 on your warbird. It is your turn.
Well, we've hit two of his ships. We haven't actually sunk any of them yet, but I think it's going to sink one of our ships before we sink any of its. So, after this ship, it's got one more hit to sink, and I'm sure it knows where it's going.
F5, E5 flagship hit.
E6, E7. Because you'll hear the sinking sound there and see how it works. We'll just exit the game then, I think, and look for an online opponent.
E7 was a miss.
Oh dear.
It is my turn. Targeting E2.
All integrity now compromised on bits 3-15.
D2 was hit 4-4 on your warbird, and it was destroyed. It is your turn.
Okay, well, you get the picture of how Starfight works. It's certainly a very accessible, as the name suggests, and very fun to play game, even offline. But online, it's got some added capabilities, as you'll see. What it does when you start it is it actually opens up its own channel on the accessible chat server. And in that channel, it allows you to play the game. You know, all the moves are transmitted online to your opponent, so it's always in sync, you know, the two players. You can also message each other from within inside the game, and I'll show you how that works. You can actually, as well as with accessible chat, use the F5 through F8 keys to read the messages. There's also a very handy feature with the F4 key. You can just press that, and it will read all of the messages that you haven't read so far, which is very, very clever and a very good idea, just in case, you know, you happen to be away from the computer for a little while. Because playing a game of Starfight over the internet, especially, can take quite some time. but it's certainly good fun. Also another little feature that I can just show you here, but is certainly a lot more useful when playing over the internet, is no matter if you're using Jaws for Windows or Window Eyes, you can just press the space bar and it will read the status line. Let's see what happens if we do that here.
Ships destroy player 0. Computer 1, it is your turn.
Okay, so it says how many ships are destroyed for us and our opponent, which happens to be the computer. And then it says, it is your turn, and that can be very useful because, if you don't know whose turn it is when you're playing over the internet, you know, for all you know, you could have just left the computer idle for, you know, a couple of minutes while you go and do something, and then you come back again, and you're waiting for your opponent to take a shot. But what you don't know is your opponent has already had the shot. We can use the spacebar to read the status line, and it will tell you if you're behind, or if you've just been hit, or if your opponent is waiting on you and thinking that you've gone and deserted them. So anyway, let's go and see if we can find an opponent enough. This talking about it, let's have some fun. So I'm going to close down the Starfight game now. Okay, now, to play over the internet, we need to start accessible chat, because we need to connect first and find an opponent to play. Accessible chat 3.0 is something that you'll need to have installed as well as Starfight when it gets released, because otherwise you'll have no other way of telling Starfight that you're playing an opponent over the internet, because some of the code is actually from within accessible chat itself. But that's not a problem with me. I think that's fine, because often you will be talking to someone and then just bring up the idea of playing Starfight. You won't actually, you know, start the game in mind looking for somebody, because at the moment, although there are the accessible chat community is growing, there's not always going to be an opponent online at the same time as you. So anyway, I think for the moment this is a very good idea, you know, to start Starfight from within chat, and I'll show you how to do that. Incidentally, if you did happen to download the Haunted chat when it was available and join the Halloween party at the end of October, you will have noticed the games menu in the chat program. Although Haunted chat was powered by Accessible Chat 2.8, it did have the Starfight menu item in there, just so that we could, you know, beta test without having to run our other version of chat that we've been sent. So that's what that option was there for. And it will still be there in 3.0, but of course now that the Starfight game has been released, or indeed probably has been by the time this review has been heard, this review was recorded before November the 10th, which is the release date of Starfight and Accessible Chat 3.0. You will find that all of the Starfight game, and indeed how to play over the internet, will be mentioned and discussed in the Starfight and chat help files, which will be available inside the programs when they are released. Okay, let's find an opponent. I'm going to go to Start here.
Start menu.
And then go to Programs.
B equals accessible games pull down.
Okay, and we go in here.
C equals chat version 2.8.
It's 2.8 for me, but it'll be 3.0 by the time you'll be able to come out and play it. So, I'll just press Enter on here and see what we come up with.
Menu closed. Button. Desktop. List view. Edit box nickname Darren.
Okay, so that's our nickname. Okay, and that's the only option we get in this dialogue, of course, so we just press Enter on the OK button.
Button OK.
And it should start to try and find an opponent for us. Okay, I've just pressed Enter on the OK button, and I'm now connected to the Accessible Chat server. Now, to start Starfight, you can either go into the Games menu of Accessible Chat, and you'll see the accessible Starfight Control F option in there. If I just get out,
menu.
We can just press Control F. So I'm going to do that here.
To ask the user to play accessible Starfight, press enter on the user's name in the members list box. List box top J Ryman 1 of 2.
Okay, and J Ryman just happens to be the person who I'm going to play with, so I'll just press enter and see what happens.
Y equals yes dialog question close box disabled graphic. You are requesting to play accessible Starfight with J Ryman. Is this correct? Default button Y equals yes button N equals no.
And indeed that is correct, so I'll just press Y for yes.
Sending request, please wait. Accessible chat nickname Darren.
Okay, it's sending a request to Jay, and if he agrees, we will both leave the channel that we're in at the minute, and Starfight will automatically launch and connect us up.
Left the channel. Accessible Starfight.
Okay.
Please wait.
Okay, so you heard it say you have left the channel because it automatically gets you out of that channel. Chat is still running, just in the background, but it doesn't have to be now that Starfight has launched and is connecting. And in a minute, hopefully when it's connected, it will give us the usual options.
Select how you would like to place your ships on the game board. These are the ships your opponent will be shooting at. Select the choice from the placement list box, and click OK list box. Top computer will place ships at random 1 of 2.
Okay, so in the ship placement window, as we were, just after we started the game and told it that we wanted to play against the computer before, this time I'm going to let the computer place my ships. So I'll just press enter on the first option.
Darren, game board A1. Custom control. ID.
Okay, we're in
players are ready. Darren, it is your turn.
Okay, we're in the game board, and of course you notice that it said both players are ready. It says that because sometimes, you know, if you take a while to take your ships, it will just say that message and then you'll be able to start playing. So anyway, I'm going to take a shot here and see what happens.
E1,
E3, E4, E5. In the old E5 slot again.
E5 was a miss. J.
Reimer,
it is your turn.
Okay, now, it's his turn, and it says that. And just to prove it, you know, if I've left the computer for a little while, reading the status line will give this message with the space bar.
Ships destroyed, there is 0J Reimer, 0J Reimer, it is your turn.
Okay, so you can always hear whose turn it is. You can also send messages here. If I want to just send a message to Jay, just to say hello, I'm going to press tab here to get to the message box.
Message. Edit box message.
Okay, and I'm just going to type away here. And with the set files that I've written, I've turned off the keyboard voice in here, so as soon as you get into this box... Ah, Jay's taking a hit.
E5 was a miss. Darren, it is your turn.
That was a miss. And so now it's my turn. But anyway, as I get into this box, WindowEyes automatically loads a set file that has the keyboard voice turned on, off, rather. It's very similar to the accessible chat set file, just a little bit different. Of some of the cursoring keys I've set up in there. When you go back to the game board, it will automatically load the main Starfight set file. So if I just type in here, you're on air. Okay.
Darren says hello, Jay. You're on air. Welcome. Custom Control X. Darren, game board E5 miss.
Okay, and it's put us back in the game board. So, let's see, where should we take a hit next? Let's try C7.
D5. C5, C6, C7.
Okay, I'll press enter there.
C7 was a miss.
Oh, that was a miss as well. So, let's just see what Jay does here, but it's not a very fruitful start for me yet, anyway. Ah, now you heard that beep. When you get a new message, the Starfight game will make that beeping sound. Or at least it will if you've got it turned on. I'll show you that in a minute. To read that message, I can just press the F4 key. And as I said earlier, that will read all the messages that have been previously unread. Okay, Jay's just taking a shot, so let's wait a minute.
Darren,
okay, that was a miss. So anyway, let's read Jay's message with the F4 key.
Message 1, Jay Reimer said on air.
Ah, he wants to know what on the air means. So, I'll just tell him here that we are actually doing... that I'm doing a little review here on all on Starfight.
Message. Edit box message.
Let's just type a little message here. Yes, Jay, this is an audio review on the Starfight game. Let's press enter there.
Darren says, yes, Jay, this is an audio review on the Starfight game. Custom Control X. Darren, game board C7 miss.
Okay, let's take a shot.
D7, D6, D5.
Let's try...
D5, E4, E3, F3, G3.
Let's try G3.
G3 was a miss.
Oh, that was a miss as well. I've got another unread message, so I'll just press the F4 key to read it out.
Message to Jay Reimer said, where are you going to broadcast this review?
Ah, he's getting curious. Now, as with the inaccessible chat, you can press F7 to read the last message, which I'll do here. It doesn't matter if it's read or unread.
Message to Jay Reimer said, where are you going to broadcast this review? Message to.
Okay.
H3 was a miss. Darren, it is your turn.
Okay, if I press F6, it will read the first message.
Message to Jay Reimer said, where are you going to broadcast this review? Message 2.
Or at least it would if I press the right key.
Message 1, Jay Reimer said on air. Message 1.
Sorry, I pressed F7 twice there. If I press the F8 key... Excuse me, if I press the F8 key, it will read the next message.
Message 2, Jay Reimer said, where are you going to broadcast this review? Message 2.
And if I press the F5 key, it will read the previous message. And
message 1, Jay Reimer said on air, and message 1.
And those keys are identical to inaccessible chat. What you don't have in chat just yet, I'm not sure if this will be implemented in chat 3.0 or not, but if you do press the F4 key in Starfight, it will read all of the unread messages, as I say. Let's move around in this game board here and see if we can find a square that's actually got a ship in it. Where should we go?
H3, H4, H5, G5.
Let's try...
G6, G7, H7, H6, G6, F6.
Let's try F6.
F6 was a miss.
Yep. Still no luck there. There's just one other thing that I haven't shown you about Starfight yet, and that is that you can change the volume of each sound. Okay, it probably won't make much of a difference on this recording, but say if you think that the hit sound is far too loud and you'd much rather it be a little bit lower, or maybe the shooting sound for the second player, maybe the hit sound for the second player, your opponent, isn't quite as loud as you wanted it to be, you can change the volumes. In fact, you can also mute all of the sounds. If I just press Control V here to get into the volume control window, we'll be presented with a list of the sounds that we can change the volumes for.
This is the volume window. If a sound is selected, it will be played during the game. If a sound is not selected, it will not be played. Press the space bar to select, and select the sound. Press the Enter key on the sound, to hear the sound at its current volume level. Press Control U to increase the volume of a sound, and Control V to increase the volume. Press F2 for further information. List box top check startup sound 50 selected 1 of 8 arrow.
Okay, we don't actually have a startup sound yet, because... we haven't been given one, and I don't know what the file name is, so I couldn't make a dummy one. Let's move down to one that I do know is here.
Check player one shot 50 selected 2 of 8.
You would be able to do it with all of the sounds that are in this list when the release does come out. Let's press enter and see what the current volume is for this sound. Okay, and you may recognise that sound to be the one that plays when I take a shot. It will be when you take a shot, because it's player one. If I want to make that a lot louder, let's press Control U to go up. It's in increments of 10%, so let's go up here.
Increase volume to 60. Increase volume to 70. Check player one shot 70 selected 2 of 8. Increase volume to 80. Increase volume to 90. Check player one shot 90 selected.
Okay, let's press enter and see.
Player one shot 90.
Okay, let's press enter and see what the volume is here. Now, I noticed that to be a lot louder. I don't know if you can notice that over this recording, but it is definitely a lot louder here.
Decrease volume to 50.
Okay, well, that's 50. Let's try a different sound.
Hit shift 30 selected 4.
Ah, hit shift. Now, that's set at 30 because I've turned the volume down a little bit. So if I press enter, it might sound a little bit quiet. Okay, and if I go down even further, you can press Control D to go down, so we're going to go down here.
Decrease volume to 20. Check this shift 20 selected 4 of 8. List box check this shift 20 selected 4 of 8. Check this shift 10 selected 4 of 8. List box check this shift 10 selected 4 of 8.
Okay, Jay's wondering where we are anyway. Now, press enter on that hit sound at the new volume, and you can tell it's definitely a lot quieter. Now, you see the sounds are either selected or unselected. It said I can press the spacebar to unselect it, so say if I didn't want the hit sound to make a noise, I can just press the spacebar.
Unchecked hit shift 34 of 8. List box unchecked hit shift 34 of 8.
And it's not selected, it's unchecked, as Windowise says. I don't know what Jules would say, but that's what WindowEyes says. But I'm not happy with that. I want to leave it as it is, so I'm just going to press the escape key to exit the volume control. Okay. And we're back where we were, so let's take another shot. Let's try D4.
D4 was a miss. Mm-hmm. J. Reimer, it is your turn.
Still a miss.
Message 3, J. Reimer said, where are you?
Yeah, he wonders where we are. I'll just type him a little quick message, but I think I've shown most of the options here with the game. Just for one, which I'm going to show you now. If I press tab to get into the message box, you can use this key wherever you are in the game. But let's just do it in the message box.
G6 was a miss.
Darren,
it is your turn.
I'll just do it in the message box because I hadn't really covered all of the commands in there.
Message. Edit box message.
F1 is the key to get into the main help file, but F2 will give you a context-sensitive help. It will just read you a little quick message. You may have noticed once or twice when we've entered the volume dialogue, or indeed started the game for the first time, it said, press F2 for help or further information. So let's do that here and see what comes up.
This is a message text box. Type a message in this text box and press the Enter key to send the message to your opponent. When you receive a message from your opponent, you will hear a distinct beeping sound that tells you that you have received the message. When you hear the sound, you can press the F4 function key at any time to read the message. All unread messages will be read when you press F4, so if two or more messages arrive before you have time to read them, they will all be read when you press the F4 key. To read messages that you have already read, as the following keys: F5 reads the first message, F8 reads the last message, F6 read the previous message, F7 read the next message.
Okay, I'll press Control to silence it there. You heard it say F5 and F8 read the first and last message, F6 the previous message, and F7 the next message. Those keys are actually the other way around, but I've brought that to the developer's attention for when Starfight is actually released. And if you do want to change the help message, that is possible, but I'm not going to give the details here. Let's just type a message to say to Jay, just so he knows where we are. That brings to an end our review on Starfight, which is due to be released on November the 10th. You can download the WindowEyes set files for it at my website. That's www.djp-online.co.uk. You will find them in the set files centre for both WindowEyes 3.1 and WindowEyes 4.0, the release. If you are running a WindowEyes 4.0 beta, then download the WindowEyes 3.1 set files and run the WeFixSet utility, or go to the Convert Sets option in the WindowEyes file menu. Starfight is expected to retail at $19.95. You can download a trial or find out more information at www.gamesfortheblind.com. If you have any comments or questions about this review, please send me an email at Darren, that's D-A-R-R-E-N, at djp-online.co.uk. Thank you for listening.